On the coast, it's pretty rare. It's a bit of a shock. We don't see that every year down here.
Extreme weather tracker Hal Needham lives in Texas and is more used to scorching sunshine.
On average, about once a decade that you would get measurable snow here where you could actually go out and play in it.
He's one of more than 35 million people from Texas through Georgia to Florida who've been hit by the deadly deep freeze. New Orleans city official Joseph Threat is also struggling. The city seeing snow for the first time in 15 years.
We're not a snow city, so we don't have plows or salt spreaders.
In a region that rarely sees snowfall, it's caused chaos on the roads and led to the cancellation of more than 2,000 flights. Houston Mayor John Whitmire.
This is a serious Arctic blast. It's dangerous. It's life-threatening.
Schools remain closed in many of the states as the once-in-a-generation winter storm blankets the South.